Those Jewish doctors who came in 71, and many Gentile doctors I am still friendly with, I got the friends and the children in the divorce. Michael got the country club, is how I put it. I don't think he was real well liked. So, got divorced, and I still wasn't highly connected to the Jewish community. A dear friend of mine from the theater department was Joan Snyder. She was married to Jerry Snyder here. She was about my only Jewish friend because she was in the theater. And we started the Meadows Theater together. Down the street. Uh-huh. Were you here?
No.
No. It was like a black box theater before they thought of it here. And we were down on the corner near Tropicana in that little shopping center, tucked in a corner. I think it's still some kind of theater. I haven't gone by, it makes me sad. It was the Meadows Theater, and it was a professional theater. Mm-hmm. There was not good feelings between the university and us. Somehow they were angry that Joan left, that I left, that we took some instructors. Mm-hmm.
Did you just do performances there, or did you have classes?
Yes, we had classes. We were traveled the state so we could get grants, mm-hmm. And had children's classes, and my daughter was in, that's another story. I'll tell you stories off because they have nothing to do. Well, sort of. They do have something to do with that. So she was pretty much my only Jewish friend, I think. But at the same time, when I got divorced, I started working at, I was hired on a straight job at the Jockey Club. And the reason I think I was hired as concierge, I didn't know what the word meant when I was hired as concierge. I had no clue. And that was because he realized I knew a lot of people in town. So, I knew that whole doctor community. I knew the whole theatrical community. And I had